Okay, so we heard a Democratic senator ask him questions. How did Republican senators question Kennedy?
They were, by and large, very friendly. They wanted to talk about, you know, certain policy issues. There was a lot of praise and agreements to work together. I was really at the edge of my seat when Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana questioned Kennedy, because there's been this simmering conflict between the two men. Cassidy is a physician. He supports vaccines. He made Kennedy promise not to make big policy changes in exchange for his confirmation vote. Kennedy has violated those promises, and I was really expecting Cassidy to challenge Kennedy about those policies. Instead, he expressed concern.
I am a doctor who has seen people die from vaccine-preventable diseases. And when I see outbreaks numbering in the thousands and people dying once more from vaccine-preventable diseases, particularly children, it seems more than tragic.
That was very striking for Cassidy to go relatively easy on Kennedy when it comes to vaccines. Now, Cassidy is facing a tough primary race in Louisiana, and President Trump has endorsed a rival in that race.
These hearings were ostensibly about the Health and Human Services budget. What did you learn there?
Yeah, not a lot. There really weren't a lot of questions about the budget, even though Kennedy has made some big changes. He's cut 20,000 people from the staff of HHS. He's requesting a budget cut for next year. He's proposed eliminating whole agencies. He was asked a few times about programs that were being zeroed out. One of them is Title 10, which is a federal program that provides free birth control and STI testing to low-income people. And each time he asked, he would say, the national debt is really high. We have to make cuts somewhere. But there was also strikingly little about his plan to stand up a new agency called the Administration for a Healthy America. He would need Congress's help to do that. And there was really no progress on that front last year. It really doesn't sound like there's going to be a priority for Kennedy for this year either.